Sackham, Coffee Base, Tess.
Well, we were discussing what makes something into Pass Israel. Not to be Pass Israel, doesn't have to be did everything in order to be Pass Israel. And we're bringing down the three malachas in Pass. There's lighting the fire, there's putting it on the fire, and then there's stoking the fire. Those three are good. Tosis brings down that what's going to be if you just throw a kisim in. So Tosis brings down that there's one difference between Bavam and Eretz Yisrael. Whether if you just throw into a kisim, does it work or it doesn't work? So Tosis himself is not so excited about the concept of Hashlachas kisim. He's not so thrilled about it. The Rush brings down that Be'etzem, the original meaning maybe was that they used to do at the beginning, the Yid lights the fire, Hashlachas kisim, and then the Goy is Mamshach afterwards, so everything's Nikra Hashem Atzchala, and therefore that's the reason why it was good. Afterwards, like many things, that once something starts to be made a little bit, it gets a little bit out of hand, and the minute also started becoming, they could do Hashlachas kisim whenever you want. And the Rosh Betzim says that's not really a proper minhag. He says, we're not going to make a macha about it, but Betzim, it's not the correct thing to do. Yeah, Rosh Betzim says, Mashbuk Lush Maisa Binin, Shiso Makav, Abishal Ksas, Mashal Hashal Kisum Taner, that's Yeshua B'nei Bava B'nei Eretz Yisrael. And he's not so thrilled about it. Now, the Ran says the Havana why Mira Shachas Kisim should work. He says that on its side that it does work. He says the lesson over there that it's the Efshur that doesn't do Episem at. The Ran, yeah. It's the Efshur that doesn't do a little bit in terms, since you're adding some heat. So it's going to do something in the Bishul process and make it a little quicker, a little bit more. And that's the sad to say that. That's a tzad to say that. Sad to say that it works. So my lesson of Rambam is that Shlachas Kisim works. Why? Being that the whole reason why is we just need a hacker to make a pass Yisrael, and Yisrael did something. Therefore, the Rambam says that that's going to be enough to make a pass Yisrael because all we're trying to get is a hacker. That this is a hacker, and the Maisa says, being that you have a hacker, therefore it's going to be okay. Hacker shapas asura. The whole vibe is that we're just trying to have a chelik. You know, what's the whole vibe of Pasakim? No story from the Goyim, and Pasakim is going to be Aser. If he does episode mice in it, so it's a hacker that Pasakim is going to be Aser. You're showing that there's a chelik Yisrael over here, therefore it's going to be okay. Now, the Shana Rambam is saying, Stam, it's a hacker ba'alma, it's no shakas anything, and really nothing's happening. Or the hacker is through the concept that you added some heat and you add. Is the hacker that you. Mivashal a little bit, that's what the hacker is, or the hacker just Tom. I made a hacker. And I was going to hang up a sign, I say, Bishul Yisrael. Even though it's not Bishul Yisrael, trying to make a hacker, that's all you're trying to do. Or the hacker is, by a Yid being a chilek of the Maisa Bishul, doing something, then it's going to be okay. And as the Ran says, the Nusach Ran is that, the Efshur, do a kisim, something's happening. And as the Ran is zikr, the hacker is not just a sign that, oh, Bishul Hakim is also, and this is Bishul Yisrael. The hacker is that you're a chilek of the Bishul process, and it's going, and that's the way the hacker is going to work. And the Rambam Malay is not 100% clear. The Rambam just says that the whole Yisrael Adavar is that we're just trying to show that it's a hacker that passes through as Aser. It's not 100% clear in the Rambam where the Taki Rebetzin you have to add to the Bishul and not to the Bishul. So the Chalakiz Rambam brings down from the Maril, that the Chalakiz Rambam brings down from the Maril, that they understood in the Rambam, and Mechasi Hakavaso, they understood maybe in the Rambam that maybe it's just a hacker Ba'alma, and even though it's not anything to the Bishul, says that the Maisa, they don't want to be Samech on it. It comes like Kipshuta, like the Beis Yosef puts together the Rambam and the Rajba and the Ran. The Beis Yosef doesn't seem to have this chilik. And the Rambam is some hecker ba'alma, and the Ran is saying, Yevshur, that it's not going to make a difference. And V'oid, the Ram is saying the Maisa does do something. So even when the Ram says it's going to be a hecker, so even the Ram says it doesn't do anything, but the Maisa, the Ram says, Hover is a hecker, but the Maisa, it is doing something. So Kipshuta, we know that the pshat is that the hacker has to be something which is doing something, and if it's doing something, then that makes it it's a chilek of the pas Yisrael, and therefore it's going to be okay. Amaisim Achaber Paskins Siftas Chilek Avichavim Atanav Avayisrael. He says Ida Avayisrael Chilek Yisrael Avayichavim Chilek Avichavim Avayichavim Avayisrael Vnir Eish Maat Harizam is a mutter. Firizog Eitz Echel Techatan Etzakopas Shaboy Shindavli Yishaker Pasal Nusura, and the Mechaber passes like the Rambam. Now the Shalom in the Mechaber is he passes like the Rambam. So coming out that, we have four ways he says you could do it, right? There's he saw cooking it, or he saw lighting the fire, or near Ish works, near Ish, stoking the fire. Or fourth way, even you throw the Eitzach into the Tanner, that's going to work. And the Shalom is, this Hatar Kisim, is that a B'diavidek Eitzah, or is it a L'chidek Eitzah? So, in the Sugya, it's definitely big machlokes rishonim, right? We have Tosis. The Rosh is mitzvah shaygim. Tosis doesn't like it. The Rambam does go with it. The Shaila is in the Pesach and Mechaber. What's the Mechaber saying? Mechaber is saying Rambam all the way, and it's totally understand the Chachila, or he's saying it's only B'diavad. Definitely the stubbornness of the Mechaber, the way he says it, it was seemingly definitely seen to be that the Mechaber doesn't have any problem with it. He brings down three eights in Mar Chachila. And he said, this also works. Well, Pasha Yed reading the Mechaber would say that Avada also, Ashlachas Kisim, is something also would, something which would work. The Aruch HaShulchan, I think it's Sifkat and Chav Zayin. Aruch HaShulchan, Sifkat and Chav Zayin. He says all these kulas are only b'di'eved. He wants you to do like, but you need something which the Gemara says, and he wants to say all these kulas are shasad chag kulas, and it's not going to be lechad chila. He says he wants do the mahalach of the Gemara, and he doesn't like doing the other kulas. Kavlam Gemel brings down that Hashachas Kisim says Kamlis Kasa Shakisim is only Teich Gadol. He says Washabi, the Maaseran says that it helps cure bushels Mutamin Adin. The D Poshet Hitzdik and Mapeskim Shachas Later Shasad Chak. He says that it's only going to be Shasad Chak. The Ran's also only saying. You're not so happy to be makos only because they're banned. Rambam says, "Lachav kisim lachav avos cholam kisim." So that's only be shasachak to get there. Because the pashas in the chab, I think it's not shasachak. My sir, Chosov, Moshe, Levi, Lada, Kama, Achrein. I want to say that only be makos with hashlachas kisim only be the heaven. Now, like I mentioned in the past, that probably one of the biggest issues in kashrus is bishlach and pasakum in terms of having a yid there the whole time is something which is very very difficult and. It's complicated. So the question is, what's the conscious agency is looking for ways of making life as easy and as efficient as possible in terms of making it pass, in terms of making it pass Yisrael. So, now we see how the Ashlachas Kisim works. We see definitely B'diavad Ashlachas Kisim will work. Maybe even L'Chachila. It's not Mishachah B'Mashal L'Chachila. So let's go through some cases and see what's the number two. If you have a gas and you turn up the gas, what's that?
The guy
turned on the gas and you turned it up. So what do you say, what's that?
Fire is going,
turn up the gas. What does it do? It's still going to fire, it's going to be good. You have an oven and you, a thermostat oven, it's on 180, put up to 250. Not at all. In other words, the oven, the way it works is if it's a thermostat, the oven's totally on. Now, when it hits 180, it's going to turn off because it reached the thermostat. So, what you did basically is that you didn't make anything, you didn't make the fire get bigger, you add more gas to the fire. What you're just doing is you're putting the thermostat higher, which now, in the middle, the oven's going to stay on longer.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
but it gets higher.
The oven's on, right? Now, when it reaches the temperature, let's say 180, now it's going to turn off. What I did was, I took away a thing which is going to turn it off, and now it's going to stay on. So now we have to down this. What is it that I am doing? Is it cool? I'm doing something. I ain't do anything which actually is directly doing something to the fire. Basically, you can look at it like this, that the guy turned on the fire. We have somebody coming along with a bucket of water. He's going to pour out the water. Let's go with that. The guy turned on the fire. Somebody with a bucket of water is about to pour out the water. And you come along and you push him away. And it misses it. So is that going to be mutter or is that going to be aser? That's supposed to be aser because I didn't do anything to add some fire. I just stopped something from taking it away. So now the shah is going to be.
But I turned it higher here.
Now the shah is going to be. When I turn it higher, what am I doing? All I'm doing is I'm just taking away. There was a bucket of water coming at 180, coming, going, boom, to turn it off. And I'm just stopping that from happening. And being able to stop that from happening, if I'm stopping the water from turning it off, I'm stopping the oven from turning off. So I'm just stopping it from turning off. So therefore, I ain't do anything, and therefore it's going to be us. And it was all the case of the Gemara is I did something to the fire, I stoked the fire, I made it hotter. Over here, all I did was is nothing changed. The oven was on. It's staying on. What?
The oven makes it hotter.
Being that it stays on for longer, it gets hotter, right?
No, not if it stays on.
No, it's a higher temperature.
It's a higher temperature.
No.
Wait a second.
No, the fire is exactly the same. The fire is exactly the same. It's not getting hotter. What you're doing is...
Is it 250 higher than 180?
Yeah.
No, the fire is the same. It's how long it's going to... When the temperature is going to hit 250 if you stay for a long time. You have to go in. It's over there. All you're doing is you're taking away a menea. You're not doing some actual fire. Like if Shita, that would, yes, be a problem, and it's not going to do anything to actual... Right, now, if the oven is off now, reach 150 and I put up to 250... Then that's ready right away. That's maybe called my Maisa because I'm turning it on. But if the oven is off, if the oven's on and running and you're not doing anything, Kipshuta, that's going to be a problem. Okay, now, in terms of the placing of a shayla, in terms of a couple of the cases, so Viter, to have a year to do every single time is pretty difficult. To have a year to do every single time is pretty difficult. So the different eights is the different eights are going to work. So we'll give three eights that we're going to discuss. One, just putting on a time clock. Put on a Shabbos clock, you would set a timer every single day, go on 7 o'clock in the morning, go off whenever day's over, 7 o'clock at night. Is that something which is going to be good or not? That's one Shaila. There's another case which people want to know is can you just automatically remote control, just turn it on? Just press, do it electronic, you know.
What's it?
Your phone.
What?
Phone.
My phone, whatever you want to call it. That's in it too. And then there's another thing I have to discuss is in terms of the it's the star K of putting a little light into the oven, which they have a little glowing light into the oven, which stays there all the time. Is that like a shlachas kisem or not? So that's the one at a time.
What do you mean? I put like a tea light in there?
I was the one. Like a starting one at a time. In terms of, there's a big quarrel amongst the Paiskim. Do you need mice in order to matter, or even grandma alone is going to be enough? What do you need in order to, what do you need over there to matter? Do you need, blah, blah, blah. Do you need mice in order to matter? Or is the chat is that even for your, huh? We'll get there. Even if you, do you need mice or, or is grandma? Why? No, that's.
Would be telling that much.
Why? That's a shlachas kisem.
Shame al Yisrael, like the Rambam says, kipshuta yishim. So maybe that's enough. But if you
maybe
kisem is not enough, so then maybe
kisem is a ma'isa. The question is a shvacha ma'isa. Shai dini ma'isa, you don't need ma'isa. So the place to start off is the Rambam brings down at the end of the sif. It says, if you nafuk be'ish have a kechitay, if you blow it, it's kechitay. So blowing it, that's considered kechita, and that's going to be good. Why is that going to be good? So the Russian is telling us, the gun brings down the pshat, the more brings down the sugya, that where there is like, when you're blowing, it's like kegufa yidami. So the Gemara says in Bava Kama, when you blow something, that's considered extension of the person. Therefore, it's considered kegufa yidami. Therefore, it's considered like a maisi bedaim, and therefore, it's going to be okay. So from here, Chilik of Achayim want to say that in Mimashma, that over here, dafka, if you did it, it only gets kegufa yidami. You blow, it's kegufa yidami, then it's going to be mutter. Mashenkein, if it wouldn't be kegufa yidami, it would be a problem. What's the problem? It's not going to be worse than grandma. I blew. So it's not going to be worse than grandma. I did something. So the mashmois would be that could be that grandma alone would not be enough, and only a maisa b'dayim would be good. And so basically, the vikuach is we see blowing it works kegufa yidami. Does that tell us that if you would not be Gufi Dama, just be Grandma alone, it won't be good. And that's going to be the Nafgrin. Nafgrin is going to be by a clock. When you're doing a clock, Kipshuta is just a Grandma Ba'alma. That's going on off every day, just setting it by a clock. It's just a Grandma Ba'alma. So therefore, that's a shadow whether that's going to be work or not. So in the Paiskin, the Mechitz Yitzchak, and Tshuva was Mekel, he held that Kipshuta Grandma would be okay. Shevele, I think it's Tesco, Samak Dalek, Samak Gimel, is a fable back and forth. He brings the raya from the Ramah, then he says maybe it's not a raya from the Ramah, what would be the dichay? He said the raya, the dichay would be that could be blowing, if it wouldn't be kagufi dam, it's not even grama, it's nothing. Like, the mashal is, if you blow, is that like extension of you or not? But if it's not extension of you, just wind. So shad is like, if we say the wind you're blowing is extension of you, then it's a din of a maisa. But if it's not kigufi dami, on the side it's not kigufi dami, shad is nothing. It's not even a maisa, it's just not even a grama, and it's nothing at all. Now the suffix is that extension of you the blowing or not? And therefore, he says that's why it wouldn't be 100% a raya, whether it be considered kigufi, it wouldn't be a raya to grama or not. He himself is not really so happy in terms of grama. The Sheva the Kahasi was not too happy about it. Moshe Sternbuch, maybe the, says maybe the first day is good, the other days aren't good. Because it's a bit machlekes weather. Basically, the shayla basically is grama alone enough. That's shayla number one, which was saying Mechizik is Mekel. Shev Levi is not so happy about it. Shev Kasi is against it. Moshe Sternbuch says maybe the first time, not the last time. Rabbi Hashiv and Shvus Yitzchak, Echelik Zayin, Perik Zayin, maybe it's Chelik Vav, Perik Zayin. He has a whole different side taina. He always says, "What's the whole Yisrael Adav over here? What are we trying to do over here?" We're trying to get a hacker that the Yid is a chelik at a chelik at Maisa Bushel, and that's the goal we're trying to do. Rav Yashar, he says, anytime something which you set up an automatic system, which there is no mice happening every single day, just happening automatically, he says that is defeating the whole purpose, and halachically it would not be good. And there is no hacker Yisrael. The fact that you said 6 months ago, and just on a timer, is going on and off every single day, he says, not going to be good. His Raya wants to make it a little bit from the back of Tshuva. Like, Tshuva wants to say that the Ramah brings down in Sif Yud Aleph. Sif Yud, sorry. That in Hekshe, Tanavan Achaz, Amil, Tanam, Eslois, Bela Hesek, Afil, 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 Kami, Yamim, Hakal, Mutta, Mekai, Hekshe, Rishon. The Ramah brings down that if you Makshe Tanam one time, and the Tana was didn't go 24 hours without cooking, didn't go meisleis. Zot the Ramah that it's going to be good because mikoyech hechsherishon. Since you have a hechsherishon, it's still hot because there was no fire. The Ramah says a tremendous kiddush that somebody lit a fire once and he didn't go 24 hours without it. We say it's going to be good because the original fire. It's still around, therefore it's going to, mm-hmm. therefore it's going to work. So Daka Tshuva says it only works for Kama Yomim. It doesn't work forever. When it's too long already, we're not going to be Masakas that to as Bishy Yisrael. So we actually want to say something which you're doing just a system and it's going for a long time like that, which you don't see the Maisi so involved in it. He wants to say that's something which is not a correct thing to do, and it's not going to be good.
You don't see the Maisi Yisrael, but you don't even see the Maisi Akim. It's different than any other oven you've ever seen.
Only right? No, but the shaila is. So it went on by itself. Okay, but it went on by itself, but then the guy did all the other meisim. If everything happened by itself, you're right. It's not Bishl Akra, it's not Bishl Yisrael. But if everything was done by the guy, the putting out the fire and whatever, just the turning on was done by nobody, if he says nobody, then it won't be good. Now, the star K, Rabbi Hayman, came up with a nice invention that they put into the oven. They put in a little light bulb, which adds some heat, and they just put in it once. It stays there, loyal and bad, and like that, it's adding some heat. And he's telling that does add some heat to it. Therefore, that's like a shlachas kisim, and therefore it should be good. Now, what about a shlachas kisim? You do a little bit.
What is it, like a tea light?
The light bulb.
The light bulb. What do
you want?
What?
Why is it different than a timer?
One second. It's a little. Let's see. I have a big oven. They put it in the back of the oven. They put a little light bulb, which gives off heat. And light bulb gives off a little heat. And add some heat. We say yafsher that's not going to add on a little bit. So you want to say lesser yafsher that's not going to add on to a little bit. If I understand, I mean, going back a couple years ago, they did it. The place was very, very difficult to get out there and to do other things. I think they were four places as of a couple of years ago. I don't know where it's like now. And that was his idea. He wants his Shlachus Kisim, right? Just like a Shlachus Kisim works. So therefore, this also works. The OU didn't like it. They have a chew about it. They want to say maybe two tainas. One is they want a taina that Shlachus Kisim, we see that if you add it to the fire, and you do a maaser to the fire, so then we see, and that's as most of it adds some fire, so then we see that works. So they want a taina over here, it's not to add some fire, just like a separate thing from the fire, make it taste that's something which would work.
Isn't the fire
of like that. That was one taina they had, I don't know, doesn't seem like the strongest taina, I'm saying, in the world. They also bother saying mechet tesi, you could do a maisa before Hashachas Kisim was existing fire, so I could do a maisa to the fire to be matured. But Mashenkein, if it's before and nothing ever happens, they want to say mechet tesi, like a kisim beforehand, is something which could work. According to Riyashi, Riyashi would not like it. Riyashi doesn't like it because Vayter, the whole part is you sing a Maisa Yisrael doing one time Maisa, which would go whatever, you know, Riyashi doesn't like it. Shlomo Zalman, he saw another Hashem brought down over there, that he writes very, very upset. What? He's very upset about like people going for kulz in the Mishnah Akam. The guy writes, he thinks that he was referring to this. And he said that before we see like how much intermarriage there is. And Chazal said that these things cause intermarriage. And therefore, we have to be machmer at a seif. What?
Same
word. Of course. What do you mean?
Intermarriage was really trade.
No. Well, so which they use is a line by remote control. So in line by remote control. So that's what you does. He does. They do the remote control. Dad, Rav Yashar says, "Say the gemara. You're doing a ma'isa every time. You're doing a ma'isa. One second, you're doing a ma'isa. You're turning on the fire, and therefore it's going to be okay." The star K. The star K didn't like it because they said because the Yisrael's not there. Make a taste when the Yisrael's not there. If the Yisrael's not there, nobody is. We see a hacker the Yisrael. If the Yisrael's not there, we don't see a hacker. Make a taste of such a thing. Rashi did a ma'isa. Rashi wants to do a ma'isa.
What is the
list?
It's not a
mice hacker. It is a mice hacker. Anybody know the... What? Who? No. We see in the fire the Pulis Yisrael here. We see the light bulb. What's this weird light bulb doing there? Texas, someone put this in. But something which is happening far away, which you don't see anything. It's because the Star K uses the light bulb. The OU... Oh, uses the calling in system, and that's how the etzem that they
where are you standing do it.
You're standing in cross country.
So how's that a hacker?
Now you have to know.
How's that a hacker?
Is remote control is that better than grammar? What's the grammar? Is that Maisa?
Much better than grammar. What the hell are you trying to do? You're talking as they go.
What?
Oh, did you push a button? All I said was blowing.
Because
you're
there.
If the Yisrael's in the room, everyone will agree it's fine. The
bar should not be should be fine. Okay, fine, right there, yeah.
Rabbi, how's there a hacker?
You need to turn on the fire again, is that?
He made the fire. He made the fire.
The hacker's the Yisrael.
The hacker.
I don't know
if he's
strong.
You don't need
a
hacker.
No one's in
the room.
Fire
Yisrael.
Fine,
Sivyon.
Relax. Why is that not good by time?
And Sivyon, I'm all brought down that if Hishna Tana Pamachas, Lam and Mesa Ace, if it wasn't Mesa Ace, Salach is.
Why is there a remote control?
Shh. I'm not being that Sivyon, that if it. In Sivyon, I'm not being that if you actually have Pamachas. It's mutter because we're kachav rishon. Now, mitzvahs nowadays not like this. Nowadays, when you turn off oven, it gets cold pretty quickly, and obviously, you know, it's not going to work in mitzvahs in our ovens. You have to know whether it stays hot or doesn't stay hot. What I got to say recently was going to get induction ovens. I put it on a fire, and as soon as you take it off, it gets cold. It goes off. And every time you put it on, every time you put it on, it goes. Yeah, sensor. Every time you take it off, it goes off. Maggot. Whenever you take it off, the fire.
Magnesium.
Stove. Whenever you take it off, it goes off. Then, so basically, answer the question. So let's say you turned it on, and then afterwards you have to go taking things on and off. The answer to the question would be basically, is it still hot or not? If it's hot, back is the first thing, it's going to be good. If it's not hot, then it's not going to be good. You have to know pressure the Matthias whether the.
It helps if there's no fire there?
It's warm.
put your hand on it when it's warm.
Baby, why does that help if it's still hot?
Yeah, that's like,
why does it help if it's still hot? Baby, why does it help if it's still hot? Baby, why does it help if it's still hot?
Because it's still just like an obsolete. Is that Israel?
Yeah, it's still warm. It's
just
warm. It's just a little warm.
It's like hot. It adds a little bit to the bishul then. If it's warm, so it's like a like a mash of a kisa. Something that's something. You have to know the mitzvahs in terms of what it does or it doesn't. Yeah, but again, shifas of a guy. The deck shifas in kisa. Shifas in nach the makom kol man shleichol ko aser zaser. The shifas going to be aser. That shifas go be also. So the shayla is going to get companies if you have stacks in a public company. You know, shifas go is going to be also. So if you have a Jewish company and you have stacks, the question is how we're going to be misyaches to stacks. So the shifas go is like a, yeah, it's like that, yeah. So I'm going to get stacks. So, but again, most of the Pesach is going to get, can you own stacks at McDonald's? So yeah, it's clear with his Sarah. No.
Sure.
And basically the Askam is basically is that we don't look at stacks as a bias in actual company, we look at it more Zeitig, and therefore it's not going to affect it. Right, if you own a good percentage of stacks, and then maybe, but just owning your couple hundred shares, then that's not going to make a difference. If a guy cooked mochito in Yisrael, even carpenter pass, batano mochito Yisrael, chito Yisrael worse, kozman shapasach batano shbiach af yosei, adayin, kozman that is going to be mashpiach, then it's going to work. Even if you took it out, you put it back in, if it's mashpiach, it's going to be motos. So Mechav is saying that if you mashpiach the pass, then it's going to be motos. So what's the gather of mashpiach? Let's say it's fully cooked and you go ahead and warm it up. Is that called considered pasis as well? So the pasis is if it's fully cooked, about it's going to be also. The fact that you warm it up, about that's not going to be good. And like king, like lashon gilmas shows, you're never going to pass akum. So let it cool down and warm it up. About it warming up is not going to be good. If it's mevusha got sagim and stam v'yafalai, so that's there's a discussion. What's the place in the shemir levis, which have the mamre kremes? If you didn't do them yet, whatever, they're long and don't get too involved in them. Bar Kapan, he says that basically Mistanak V'yafalei would be mutter. That if it's adding to the Bishlah and it's Mistanak V'yafalei, so then Mistanak V'yafalei, then it's going to, Mistanak V'yafalei is going to be mutter. One last thing is that there's a very serious sticker of Moshe and Tshuva. What Moshe discusses, what's going to be halacha if you have a yid owns it with Geisha workers? We saw before that the Shach says and others that if a Yid owns any of Goyisha workers, so over there is no Hatter. The only Hatter is by Pas Akim. If a Yid owns any of Goyisha workers, so then the Bichay Gavin is not going to be a Hatter. So the Shach is worried about by a factory. So Moshe wants to be Mechadish, and Aleph Memhei was, Moshe Mechadish, the whole fight is, what's the fight is what they answered if it was Jewish only you have a geyser working in your house. Pshat is over it is that they weren't geyser. That's it should be a geyser. You have shalom, therefore they took away the geyser. Mashenkin, if a Jewish house with geyser workers, b'chai gavna, there is no hetter, and then there is no geyser. Zokar Moshe, if you're done with a factory, just get all Jewish workers, that's something which is not shy to do. Therefore, what? One second. Therefore, he says that that's something which is like a little bit efsher and difficult and kosher to do. So just like we said that pas akum pas potter you make because you can't do it. So to be having a company with all Jewish workers is something which is difficult. And therefore, Moshe wants to say v'chayi kavna is going to be mutter. The other place machirik they say that writer you don't done every single scenario. So like when you say like this guy is crippled and he lives in. Whatever, he's sick and he has to go to the hospital in Yugoslavia and there aren't any Jewish people over there, we're going to be matter it. They don't done every single scenario. Rather, they're sitting in Gedarim. The Gedarim is pass Hakam Yomeko, pass Pata Yomeko, pass Yisrael with Goyisha workers or Armeko, with Goyisha or Armeko. Maybe he found a scenario that was difficult and hard and he have sure. If you don't done every single scenario, Rather, it'd be Nichol and Gzeira, and therefore it's going to be us. Therefore, many persons with the Chalikar, which they say, Rather, a Jewish company with Goyisha workers, about that's going to be a problem. And you have to do one of these, IKA remote, light bulb, or whatever, you know, depending on which texture one is dealing with.